Blog Talk Radio.
I love that. And it's 100 People You Should Know with Suzanne Hirsch. That's me today on Friday. And I hope that the weather clears up. It's a little bleak right now. But I have a special treat for you to make it all sunny and better. Her name is Michelle Luna. She's the Executive Director of Stewards of the Coast in Redwoods. And they have a lot of different types of programs that I know she'll be telling you about. They do camping programs for the kids and all sorts of educational programs and walks for all ages. And that just sounded so exciting to me and so interesting that I had to have her on my show. And she was kind enough to say that she'd be on my show today. So I'm expecting her to call in just a couple of minutes here. And until she does, I'll remind you that the call-in number, if you'd like to ask her questions, is area code 347-677-1860. I'll repeat that. It's 347-677-1860. And here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling into my show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Can you tell us all about some of the basic programs that that Stewards of the Coast in Redwoods puts on for people?
Yes, I can. We support volunteers and parks programs within our state parks out here in Western Sonoma County. And some of our programs that have been going on for almost 30 years are our Seal Watch program, where volunteers are out on the coast protecting the harbor seals during their pupping season, which started and goes on for a few months. And then we also have our Whale Watch program that's been going on since the beginning of January, and volunteers are out at Bodega Head helping park visitors enjoy the Pacific gray whale migration. And right now the whales are starting to go back north with their pups, so that's a really exciting time. We also do environmental education programs in all of the parks that we support, and the themes vary from revet ecology to tide pool exploration, watershed values, and we also do some cultural history in some of those programs. And we are now incorporating overnight experiences and multi-day experiences with our environmental education programs, as well as citizen science with kids and adults. We have some citizen science monitoring programs that we do with adults, and we have adults monitoring pinnipeds as well as seabirds out on the Sonoma coast. And then we have all of our stewardship programs. So we have visitors from all ages and volunteers that have been with our organization for many years doing trail building and bridges and fencing and steps down to the beaches, and there's just a whole array of stewardship that happens from, you know, beach cleanups as well. We have been known to raise, you know, over $1 million for habitat restoration projects. So there's a whole variety of things that we do to support.
Right, and I've seen on your website also that you also do camps for kids.
Yeah, so we just started doing, overnights with groups, and we've done them with family groups, and we've done them with school groups, and it's being very well received. One of our most popular experiences are for kids to camp out at a fairly remote redwood. Park that a redwood area that's got a beautiful little stream that runs through it, and then typically they will learn about Red Ecology the first day, and then they'll actually go on a 3-mile hike where they end up at the magnificent Sonoma Coast. And all along the way, they'll learn about the flora, the fauna, they'll learn about the watershed, they'll learn about geology, and the Sonoma Coast has an amazing geologic history that they can learn about as well. So, it's because and as well as tide pooling. So those are just a whole array of different experiences that these kids can have within a 2 to 3 day period.
And let's see. I also wanted to ask you. We've been talking now a little bit about what Stewards of the Coast does for all of us and for the coastline and the redwoods and the parks. And I wanted to ask you, what can we do as a community to help your organization to continue its good works? And what type of organization is it? Do you get government help at all? Or is it all run on donations from good people like us?
That's a great question. And yes, we can always use help with all the work that we're doing. And we do not get any government funding from state parks. We have a contractual relationship with state parks so that we have our office space in an old state park building. So we have facilities that we can use. But we don't get any monetary support. We are operating a state park that was on the closure list a few years ago, so we do retain a certain percentage of the day use fees that we put right back into operating the park. We do get government grants, federal and state government grants at different times. But that's different than getting, actual
right.
funding from a governmental
right. so you
entity.
You don't get that help on a regular basis from the government.
No, those are just grants that we apply for. So in terms of other ways that we raise revenue, certainly donations from individuals. We do a lot of grant writing. We have a membership program of which people have benefits for being a member. They get discounts at our educational seminars and our some of our events. And then we also have 2 visitor centers that we manage for the state. So the revenue that we generate through those visitor centers goes right back into supporting the volunteer programs that we run. Most all of those programs that I talked about a few minutes ago are all run by volunteers. So we also manage the recruitment and training of the state park volunteers, as well as we, in some cases, pay some naturalists to do some of our programming. In terms of that, our website is set up to take donations at stewardcr.org, and we also have some programs that we do periodically, and I'm working on the second phase of that, where donors can acknowledge a loved one in whatever way, on an interpretive panel. And this has been a very popular way for people to be able to do something that has a long-lasting effect in the park, as well as being able to acknowledge someone that loved the park and or still does love the park. So that's another way that people have chosen to give to us.
Well, that's great that people have done that. I see now that Blog Talk Radio is glitched, and they think that I only have 5 minutes left of live stream time on the air with you today. Can you give us a phone number again or your email, or both, actually, where we can reach you at the organization?
Yes, definitely. Our email is stewards, S-T-E-W-A-R-D-S, at stewardscr.org. And our phone number is area code 707, and it's 869-9177. And our website, again, is stewardscr.org.
Super. Thank you so much for being on the air
with
me, Michelle.
Thank you, Sue. I really appreciate it.
Because I hope you'll be on with me again, because I really wasn't finished asking you questions, and there's so much more that I want my listeners to know about Stewards of the Redwoods and Sonoma Coast, because you do so much for us, and we just got cheated today by Blog Talk Radio for some reason, and I don't know why or what happened, and I will definitely have a chat with them about that. But I want to give you a chance before we go to say goodbye, a quick goodbye to my listeners.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all for listening in, and thank you, Sue, so much for giving us this opportunity.
Well, thank you for being here again, and I will let you go now, and I will talk to you again today about making another date to speak again on my show, if you don't mind.
No, that'd be great. I'd love to.
Super. Thank you so much, Michelle. Talk to
you're
you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, I'm terribly sorry it was such a short show today. It was really wonderful to hear from Michelle, and I will definitely have her back on another day to finish up the talk, because I consider this to be unfinished business today. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, though, and be sure and finish up all your business so that you can have a wonderful weekend. It's a little bleak now. I don't know what the weather is going to do later. And I will try and let you know what I'm doing on Monday for a show. Give me one second here. I'll try and let you know who's on with us on Monday. On Monday, it looks like, I'm having Angie from Canine Companions for Independence, and I expect that to be a wonderful show. And Friday the 27th, the show will not be airing. I'm taking a little break Friday the 27th. I'll be on again the following Monday, but then again taking another little break the next Friday, the first Friday of April. All right, then. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. This is No Radio Show, signing off. Bye-bye.